don't stop. It goes out to the crew up top. That's
it. Wicked. I is here with none other than Tony Benn. He been in the political game for many, many years, so nobody knows it like he does. And he is going to explain what socialism is and what all the left stuff is going on. What is socialism, Tony?
Socialism is about organisation, it's about democracy.
So why do they call it the welfare state? Is it because it's welfare?
The welfare state means it is a national insurance.
But unemployment benefit is wicked because you get money for doing nothing. Is that what socialism is?
Why are you doing nothing if you've been sacked?
Because you're chilling. Well,
this idea that if you're unemployed, you're lazy, is absolute rubbish.
We ain't saying that it's because you're lazy. We're saying you want to chill, whatever, you know.
What do you mean you want to chill?
You
want to
relax. You don't want to have to get up every morning and
the miners decided to close the pits because they wanted to be lazy. They worked all their lives in the pits. This idea, oh, it's an amazing idea that the people unemployed do it because they want to, because there's not a lot of money if you're unemployed.
So do you think young mothers should get welfare?
Well, of course.
But does the welfare not just encourage young girls to go out and get jiggy with Mr. Biggie?
Yeah, you think girls get pregnant because they think they'll get benefit? I think you're living in a funny world.
For real. There's girls in the estate or whatever, they're 16, 17, they already got one kid, and well, they see something nice in the shops. They think, is me going to go and get a job, or is me going to go and get welfare? Then me can sit on me batty and watch Vanessa or whatever.
No, come on, you're not living in the real world, my friend. You're living in a world where everybody's just so bloody greedy that there's no hope of building a better society, and that's why we're in a mess.
For real. Is calling a strike not a bit like calling a sickie? Like you had like a really banging weekend or whatever, and you was well knackered or whatever, you ring up and you just
say,
well,
did you go on strike? You're going to lose your income. I mean, nobody wants to go on strike.
Yeah, but if you was knackered or whatever, you had a really full on weekend.
Blimey, if you think it's like a hangover.
You have a strike.
I mean, the miners were on strike for a year. They had no wages for a year. The women had to struggle.
But then they must have been well lazy if they did a whole year.
Look, they wanted work, and the government stopped them from having the right to work. So they gave up their income to fight for their jobs and their children's jobs.
But everyone going on about the right to work, what about the right not to work?
If you don't want to work, then...
For real.
Well, I mean, that's just not true of most people, does it? Most people really want to work. You want to work, you wouldn't be
No, we want to work when we want to work, but most of the time we want to chill, we want to hang with my bitches, whatever.
You just want to treat women with a great deal of disrespect. You call them a bitch as if you were
that
a dog.
No, that ain't a term of disrespect.
Well, it is a term of disrespect. Just like animals, you're calling them animals. I think this really does come down, in the end, not to an argument about politics, but an argument between you. You've got no time for people. You think they're lazy, greedy, don't want to work. You call women bitches. And then you're asking me about a society that's happy. Well, I tell you, a society like that, somebody shoot you one day because you treat them like an animal.
So, why is it everyone is banging on about the right to vote?
Because we took us hundreds of years to get the right to vote, and we wouldn't have had the welfare state, we wouldn't have had full employment, wouldn't have had anything that matters if we hadn't had the right to vote.
But what's so good about it? I mean, I went one and it was rubbish. How is it meant to choose who you vote for when you ain't never heard any of the names? Vote for the one with the most stupid name. It's Dinky Pinky Dinky or whatever.
Well, if you think people do that, you see, you haven't got much confidence in people.
But what we're saying, Mr. Benn, is why don't they get people who people has heard of? Why don't they get, like, Frank Bruno standing or Van Ooten standing?
Well, I don't know. Well, Frank Bruno, maybe. I don't know what his opinions are, but all I can say is that...
But you know he is an honest geezer, yeah?
Well, all right, then.
Too bright,
well,
but
put him up as a candidate.
But the good thing about the celebrity means that you know what they is like. Otherwise, you get an MP and then you find out after a year that they is, like, you know, sleeping with horses or whatever.
It's the Spice Girls. Look, they've closed my factory. I've lost my job. My wife's got cancer. My dad can't live on a pension. Granny can't get any. What would she do about that?
They'd do a dance. They'd be rubbish. Okay, we just want to say thank you, Tony Benn.
No, it's been fun. I enjoyed it very much.
Maximum respect going out to my main man, Tony Benn.
Nice to see
you. Keep it real.